Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Daryl, good morning to you, sir.
Daryl.
Or afternoon.
Same difference to me.
I just wanted to make sure, like, I didn't, you know.
Hey, I show up, I work, I go home.
Daryl, I got a bobblehead this morning that you would be so jealous of on your set for It's Always
Sunny
in
boy.
Cleveland. It is the Kelce brothers wearing their Heights varsity jackets bobblehead.
Oh, you're kidding me.
It is awesome.
That's the one I've got to get. Yeah, that's the one I got to get is they're, when they're in the Heights uniform. That is the bobblehead.
No, they're wearing their varsity Letterman jackets.
And yeah, that's awesome. What I'm saying. Yeah.
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 I don't mean to drop this on you, but here we go.
Oh, he's such a party pooper. Go ahead.
I know.
This is a serious thing, and I'm not sure if you're aware. We just became aware ourselves. Zach Meisel and Jason Lloyd at The Athletic have written a story on Tristan McKenzie, and Tristan saying that he decided last year to pitch through a torn UCL rather than have Tommy John surgery. So he's dealing with that, and he has a torn UCL. And to me, that screams, oh, my goodness. If it doesn't work, you're still going to need the surgery and have to sit out another year after sitting out all but four games last year and not maybe being himself so far this year. It's a big call. It's an interesting decision. How's it strike you?
It's his decision to make, and, you know, I certainly respect him trying to pitch through it or with it. But... yeah, I mean, last year there was conversation about whether or not McKenzie would have the Tommy John. And at the time, he was not real crazy about the idea, hence the reason that he hasn't, you know, had surgery. And, you know, if you worry about also the long-term durability, you know, trying to pitch with that without getting that surgery done. So, I hear you on the timeline stuff because had he gotten it last year, then he could be coming off rehab this year. And obviously that ultimately delays it. My gut tells me that he's probably going to have it at some point. And it may be sooner rather than later, but, you know, we'll see how long he can continue to gut through that situation.
Daryl, the scary thing about that, if you're a young pitcher, is, okay, you missed almost all of last year but four games. If you have, as you just said, if you have to have it now, okay, that means this season would be a wash if they decide to do that. And then that means next season's a wash. That's 3 years in your prime.
Yeah. I get it. And he's a really good pitcher, too. Yeah, that's the thing, right? I mean, the heir apparent, in my view, to Shane Bieber, who is now having to have surgery. So, and we're seeing this in the game a lot, where guys are having to have these surgeries. And for as much as Major League Baseball wants to say the pitch clock is not affecting things, it's really, really hard for the average fan not to draw those conclusions. It feels like that the frequency of these ligament injuries that require surgery are going up. But, you know, I've seen Anthony Castrovince, who does a great job. He's put out some data that, you know, pushes back on that narrative that it's not the pitch clock that's leading to this stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I think Tristan McKenzie is a fantastic pitcher, and, you know, he's probably going to have surgery at some point. It's just a matter of when he chooses to do it.
So, Darryl, let me just throw this at you, last point on this. If he knows he's hurt and he's throwing through it, and one, I think the fact that he's talking about it to reporters right now makes me think that he's getting ready to shut it down, or the team's going to shut him down. And shouldn't the team shut him down? Like, we're all talking about this. What advantage what look does the team have when they're letting a guy go out there and pitch when he probably shouldn't be?
Well, I mean,
it doesn't make the team look real good.
Well, but the thing too is you can't force someone to have a medical procedure, right? So
you can shut him down if he's not pitching well.
Well, that's true, but I'm just saying, like, you know, you give him all the information, and it's on him to make the final decision. So he's elected not to have it up to this point. Again, my gut tells me that he's going to have to do it. I don't know that he's going to be able to finish his major league career without having the surgery. So, you know, I'm kind of with you. You want to get it done and get it over with so you can get back on the road to recovery as quickly as possible. But I also respect and admire his willingness to continue to go out there and pitch when that arm is in the condition that it's in. And, you know, we've seen, you know, moments of brilliance from him, and you certainly understand the temptation and the desire not to have that surgery. But again, the reality is at some point, I think he's going to need to have it, and sooner rather than later. Just what stinks now, the Guardians are off to a really good start this year. He's, you know, the pitching staff right now is a little bit strained, and, you know, they're going to have to find a way to, you know, if they lose him, you know, that's another hole that they're going to have to fill. So it's a tough situation all around.
Darryl, thank you for your thoughts on all that. They're good ones. You were at Andrew Berry's annual pre-draft press conference, and I must tell
you, as he put it, his favorite press conference of the year, and that is a direct quote.
Well, Andy and I looked at Andy about halfway through it, and I said, does this guy seem more calm than he's ever seemed before in a press conference? And he's always pretty calm, but, man, he just seemed laid back. He sounded like a guy who was not on the clock, which he's which he's not.
There's not much for him to do to the roster, right? I mean, they don't have any glaring immediate needs. You know, this isn't a situation where you're sitting waiting for, you know, like last year, right? They had their eyes on Za'Darius Smith, and they were waiting for that situation to crystallize, and then he was able to pounce, right, mid-May and make that trade. And that ended up being a pretty significant move, right? You know, they brought in Shelby Harris, in August. And again, that was a fill-the-need type of a situation. Well, when you look at the roster right now, there isn't really a fill-the-need situation. They have about 20 quarterbacks on the roster now.
I said 17, Darryl.
You know, I'm confident that you're going to get a wide receiver drafted. I know how much you love drafted wide receivers, Jeffrey. So
I said the same thing earlier, Darryl. They're drafting one somewhere. Top three picks.
Well, look, I mean, he's got a couple of traditions to uphold, right? He needs to trade out of the second round to keep that streak going. He needs to draft another receiver in the third round to keep that streak going. And then, I don't know, I guess you keep doing it over and over again, and you hope something sticks. But we all know the definition of insanity. Do the same thing over and over again, and if you're expecting different results, well, that's your fault. But, I mean, there's just, when you look at where the Browns are at right now, they're – roster-wise, they're in a really, really good spot. There's no they have to draft someone if for this particular position. Everything that they and I think that maybe leads Andrew to be even more relaxed, because he can really just do whatever he likes there, with those six picks without the pressures of needing somebody that can step on the field immediately and fill a need.
What was the most surprising thing you got out of the press conference? I know there were a couple that hit me. I'm just curious to hear what you thought.
Nothing real surprising. I thought that
Nick Chubb's. I thought he.
It was good to get that update. I mean, you know, Deshaun throwing 40 yards. That was good to hear. I thought the point he made about being 10 picks out is when he starts to really get an idea of what he is able to do. I thought that was a little fascinating because that's something he's not mentioned before. So you're looking around pick 44 is when he'll have an idea what he may or may not be able to do, with, the 54th overall pick. So, but yeah, I mean, some positive news with Nick Chubb. And the other thing too is he didn't want to say it, but I have been saying it. And it's great they restructured his contract and it's team friendly and Chubb was willing to do it because he's such a team-friendly guy and things like that. But I do feel like that tells you where he is in the rehab process, that, you know, he's not going to be ready week one. He may not be ready for week four or five or like maybe mid to late season where he's actually ready to contribute, if that. So I think people really need to temper their expectations about Nick Chubb's return and when that is going to be.
Should I temper expectations about Deshaun Watson's return? We got about always, a minute.
Always temper expectations, Jeff. That's what I do.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm working under the assumption, Daryl, and I know what happens when you assume, but I'm working under the assumption that he's good to go week one. I don't know why I feel that way.
Yeah, I am too. My only question with Watson is how good is he going to be week two, or week one, I should say, and how consistent he's going to be able to be week to week. That's the question. Like, I am very confident that he's going to be on the field week one. It's what are we going to get? That's the question. Is the shoulder going to be strong enough to allow him to be the player that he wants to be and everyone believes he can be? We don't know that yet. Time is going to tell, but I'm confident that he's going to be there week one, but smart on the Browns not to put those expectations out there. Because again, you know, when you're going through a rehab process, things can happen.
Daryl, what's up with your cat family, man? We're getting texts on that.
Oh, yes. I've had a cat invasion for like the last 3 years around the house. The stray cats in the neighborhood that we've been having the local animal community safely capture and humanely release them after they've been taken care of, yet they're still reproducing in the neighborhood. And they love tearing up all my flower beds. And I have a feeling I know where you've gotten who you've gotten.
Oh, we have sources, man. We have sources.
I know who your sources are. And gotcha. As soon as we're done with this conversation, I will be speaking to some of those sources.
All right. Good to know, D. Thank you, buddy. Good stuff.
Thanks, Daryl.
You bet, guys.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.